Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network. You may be wondering why we're all laughing right now.
Because it's an extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza. And I tell you what, it's a shame. You know what? We should do pay-per-view before the show. Because what goes on here has been, it's just been fascinating.
We did a little pre-show once or twice.
We did, we did. And I tell you, I wish you could, I've always said, I don't want to do a, I would never do a reality show.
If the money was right,
way,
you would.
This is Wayne. Hey, Wayne. Okay. I always think it's uncool to have a guy just sitting there going, does anybody know why I'm here? So we do this, I've had people say, would you be interested in doing a reality show? And I said, no, because, you know, there's a lot of coaching going on here. And
you would do one.
I don't, what? I know I would.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
CBS came in and said, Scott, $1 million behind the scenes, VVN.
Well, first of all, they don't do $1 million. If they said $1 million, then we'd have that talk. But they don't do that. That's not how a reality show works. So it's like tens of thousands of dollars. And, you know, I'm coaching people who are, you know, at different levels, and I don't need people to hear that. That's not cool. Let them grow and do their own kind of thing.
Thanks for great TV, though.
What, I'm telling you what, right now, we would be the number one reality show in the freaking world if you were watching what we were doing over the last week or so. I mean, like, I'm a private eye now. Uh-huh. I'm hunting people.
I'm Lacey to your Cagney.
Right? It's like Lacey and Cagney with balls. and it's
big ones,
big
too.
Big ones, big giant, you know, brass balls. And so it's just been the craziest thing. It's all about this nutty lawsuit thing. Well, come to find, well, I can't tell you all of it yet. But God damn, I'm watching. These things are happening around me. I'm like, oh, oh, shit. Whoa, what's that? Yeah. And this weekend, I got an email from a close friend, right? And I almost crapped myself. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening to us? So I can't tell you yet what's going on, which sucks.
But if you're in the chat, and you send right now, Sam, your credit card number, right, the last three digits CVV, and you authorize 1995, we'll send you an email.
I'll give you the whole script because it's fascinating. I mean, it's just fascinating, man. It's just unbelievable what's happening. Anyways, I would really like to spend the whole time just talking about what has happened here because the, oh God, I can't do it. I got it.
No.
Okay, all right,
no.
I'll stop.
Reel it in, John Ray.
Got it right.
Hey, on today's show, we're going to talk about...
Reel it in, John Rain.
Freight lines.
No, maybe. No? I don't know. Let's say hi to the best staff in streaming TV. He who remains Jacob, who, of course, is my conscience. And, of course, Slavin Sammy. What's happening, Slavin Sammy?
Aloha.
Hello.
You'll hear John, Jacob go, "Rein it in, John Rain." And that's because I've been reading these. So this is it. This is what's happening to me. So I'm reading these books. They're about this assassin, ex Vietnam guy, assassin named John Raines.
It's like a biography or?
No, it's all fiction.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like sucked into this guy. And actually the guy who wrote the book wrote these books about, you know, how to be evasive and safe. And so I'm really into this whole kind of spy thing. And there's, you know, paragraphs on how to follow people, which I've done. So I told Jacob, I'm like, God, man, I feel like John Raine. I'm doing all this kind of, you know, recon stuff. And, you know, oop, can you see me? I'm over here. I need to stop. I need to do. Scott Whitney thinks he's John Raine. What are you going to do? Anyway, so, but, you know, maybe this will end in the most fascinating of stories.
Probably with a camcorder.
Some
gorilla.
TMZ. You
know, again, I remember, it reminds me of the 60 Minutes piece I saw on Mike Wallace where they went back in his early days where he used to just walk in, just bust in with a camera crew, a mic guy. Right. I'm Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes.
Right, grab yourself.
And people are slamming doors and no comment, putting their hands up. That's how this is going to end.
Oh, man. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Meanwhile.
Or like Chris Hansen. We'll just bring some.
Why don't you
have a seat? Just have a seat. Right over there.
Have a seat.
Excuse me, you.
Aren't you Chris Hansen?
The bald guy in the bad toupee. Just have a seat. Right over here. Just have a seat. Let's go over some transcripts, shall we? Have a seat.
Oh, man, if you guys knew what I knew. I this would be great pay-per-view. Anyways, I'm not John Raine. And let's talk a little bit.
I still might be Chris Hansen, though.
I don't even know what I want to talk about, to be quite frank. This is so crazy. All right, well, we're just going to bounce around a little bit. What's your favorite five things about Vegas? Screw it. You know what I did this weekend?
What did you do this weekend?
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, here's a thought, Vegas and Costco. It's August. It's August. It's 155 degrees out right now. Seriously. It's 150. Okay. If they say
the news is showing the obligatory can you cook an egg on a sidewalk stories.
Look, I just want to say this about that. And I don't know if all the Costcos are doing this or just the goofballs here. But look, at one point it was 115. It's 114 in my car. That's in the shade, which means it's about 130 in the sun. I walk into a Costco to buy stamps and some spy equipment.
Okay. Right.
And I see this picture here. And my head almost falls, explodes. Hey. It's a freaking snowman. It's August.
It is the season. Scott, there's only like 112 shopping days left.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You got to start planning now. I'm the guy that has everything, so it's going to be kind of hard to shop for.
Jacob, how far along are you in your Christmas shopping? Oh, you son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious, Dunn?
Yeah.
What'd you get me?
Oh. Well, you still got 112
are you serious,
days to
Dunn?
Go.
You're completely done with all of your shopping.
I'm 100% done with my shopping. I'll pick up one thing to
Hey, when you do that, go to that camera that you're so they can see you moving your fingers at me.
I am done.
Okay. That's just wrong. Anyways, so snowman in Costco. And
right is right. But that's wrong.
You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, here. Speaking of criminals.
Hey-o!
So,
it's good to be Ed again.
It's good to have you back, Ed.
Yeah.
I would argue this, in the big picture of things, that the average intellect of a Las Vegas criminal is probably equal to that of a small soap dish.
We did have a guy just rob a Dairy Queen with a samurai sword
and that's
get shot
what I'm
going to
gonna bring up. So today, or this weekend, a guy goes, you know, I'm feeling like a softie.
Yeah,
or
a blizzard.
A blizzard, yeah. Probably a better term than a softie. I could go for a blizzard with, you know, the Oreos and I like the Heath Bar stuff is my favorite.
Oh, Reese pieces over here.
Well, see, I'm a Heath Bar.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what, I got to get me some Reese Oreo frickin', and maybe some cash.
Yeah. Maybe the $26 they got in the register
right,
along
and the
there.
Best part is I'm a ninja. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to saunter into a bad boy Dairy Queen.
Not so much a Chuck Norris ninja Steven Seagal ninja,
he's a mail order ninja.
A meth head ninja.
he's a mail order ninja or a meth head ninja or a St. Augustine, Florida ninja. Hard to say.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Those St. Augustine ninjas
bad
are
boys.
Quick, though.
They're my bad mother. Ooh. Shut your mouth.
They over here.
Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with the toupee? You okay?
Oh,
so, so the guy goes like, you know what? I got to get my frost on.
A blizzard
on, and all right. And I'm a ninja.
Mm-hmm. And I could use $26 to buy some more meth.
So I'm like, hey, oh my God, what's that? What's a samurai sword? I'm in. So he grabs his samurai sword. He walks into the Dairy Queen and goes, give me your blizzard, give me your money, and blam!
Oh, even better, he started hacking the register with the sword.
Right, because that's the best way to get the money out.
Right. I've seen it on cartoons all the time. It just splits the register in two, you just reach right in and get the money.
Right, he went to the Wile E. Coyote School of Thieving.
Yeah.
Idiot. So this guy comes in, starts swinging, and now this is Las Vegas. By the way...
Middle of the day, I think,
here's
too.
It's 12 p.m. Here's what it takes to get a concealed weapon. Which I'll be getting soon, a concealed weapon in Las Vegas. You have to have a heartbeat, and well, that's pretty much it. Don't steal stuff. Don't be a felon. You know, other things. Don't do a talk show over there. Anyway,
right.
So the guy shows up, starts hacking the register, and somebody from behind the counter goes, "Golly, gee whiz, I don't think we have that." Boom! And he shoots him. So. Here's a tip, kids. You've heard this 1,000 times. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Or a samurai sword.
Because you're going to lose. Who does that? Okay.
Dead people?
Right. So he died. So, by the way, the stocks for Dairy Queen went up because they're like, wow, these people are protective of their Frosties or your two
whatever. Blizzards, right.
Damn blizzards. Yeah. And now you know, I'm fighting for my blizzard.
Mm.
So I would not do that. All right. What do I got here? Update on the lawsuit. Can't tell you anymore. I'm so sad about this. Okay, let's talk about something fun.
Yeah, as if we haven't had enough fun already.
For those of you who paid for the VVN2 pre-show stuff, we haven't really talked about it much, but we're making a ton of money on this, just a ton. Thanks for doing that. Radio silence. Okay, this weekend...
It was the sound of the accountant adding up all the profits.
Oh, I have that. Stand by.
Ooh.
Here's what I've been feeling like all week. It's been one of those weeks. A lot of people are making daddy unhappy. And don't make daddy unhappy. All right, let's talk about theater just for a sec.
Theater.
Wanna? Okay. And I'm not talking about big theater. No.
Okay.
We have, Melissa and I, today you'll be playing the part of Melissa.
Oh, fantastic.
Melissa and I have, that's your voice. My voice is here. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I have always been thinking, you know.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
That was a bit too real, actually. And I don't care for that. Melissa, why do you talk to me in that manner? That's right. Just like her. She's got nothing to say. Thanks for good TV. All right, anyway. So there's a lot of little theaters running around here in the Las Vegas. You probably wouldn't know that, but there is. And we have been thinking about going to a variety of theaters. There's in Summerlin, there's downtown, and they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we really haven't had much of a chance to do that for a variety of reasons. And I think it was last week. It was the last week we talked about the songwriter composer showcase thing. Right, so we went to that thing we talked about it last week, and the very first group that came up was a group from a musical called Summer Camp. And it was funny, and we were like, oh, this is pretty cool. And it was at the Onyx, I believe that's how it's pronounced, theater.
I've never heard of that. Where's that at?
It's okay. Good question. So it's located, you know where Green Door is? I mean, you know where Lotus of Siam is? Same place.
No, I don't.
Commercial Center, I believe it's called, according to Slam and Semi. So it's off of, it's on East Sahara, maybe, what, about a mile east of the Strip-ish. You know, it's kind of an industrial, commercial-looking, it's a little rough-looking center. So Lotus of Siam is there. We went there for dinner. It's a really well-respected Thai. Do you like Thai?
No.
Oh, see, I'm not a big fan of it either, but I go because you, I mean, Melissa tells me to go. And I go. No, it's actually pretty good.
We're going to Thai tonight.
We're going, I'm going. Find us on the map. There we are. Oh, there you go, right there. That doesn't. Oh, yeah, so there is. It doesn't really give you a sense for where it is, but it's that big. Oh, you can see a little guy there, little faces, and then if you can you move it? There we go. There's a strip, and then you can go over there. There you go, Maryland Parkway.
Oh, there I hear there's a pretty secure Dairy Queen on Maryland Parkway.
Right, there is now. and so, yes, and if you, so right where that's exactly where it is as well. And off to the side there is the Green Door, which is a, I actually don't know what the Green Door is known for.
Thai food?
Swingers.
Like?
Please put that on Sam when she says that. Is she mic'd? Please let her be mic'd.
I know a couple things. In the late 90s, I spent a lot of time in this plaza, and there's a lot of interesting things going on in there,
there's
including the Green Door, where people go that are very open with their sexualness.
Yes, or sexuality.
That's going on in there, too. But the Green Door is mostly like come and share...
Each other.
Yes, that's
right. It's like love of the 70s-ish. There's a place, when you first drive in, Sam, you first drive into that place, there looks like there's a club in that island. Is that also kind of a sexually oriented kind of club thing going on there? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, well, in the middle there, I'm not sure what's going on
now. Show that
now,
map again. Maybe it'll actually show it.
Yeah, I've got the map here.
Can I see it?
So, here's the thing. You drive in right here off of Sahara.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on
right now.
That's been a lot of things.
Okay.
It's been a jewelry store. It's been a Mexican restaurant. It's been a lot of things. But there's a couple of clubs in there that I'm familiar with, for sure, as well as a nice billiards club.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's where we went and saw the...
play pocket pool?
that's where we saw, don't tell me, the roller rink, the girl roller skating stuff.
Roller derby.
Yeah, roller derby.
Since
they had
roller
that
girls.
There. I guess it's over at, didn't you say it's over at Riviera?
Riviera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. It used to be in that facility as well. That was the first time we became acquainted with that facility. Anyways, so if you look at that graphic again, you'll see that you drive in. If you drive in there and then you make a hard right, that's where Lotus of Siam is, really well-known Thai restaurant. That's right. But if you make a hard left, where those little Happy and Sad Theater icon is, that's where the Onyx Theater is. And this is exactly what I'd hoped it would be. I mean, this is exactly what I want a small theater to be. So here's a photo of the outside of it. Now, keep that up for a second. There's two things going on here. And, you know, okay, Scott, how are you going to explain this away? Well, I'm not. Here's how it is. See where it says Rack on that one side there, and then Onyx Theater over there? Well, Rack, I'm not really sure how to describe it. It's like a leather kind of thing for, I think it's, you know, mostly guys, gay guys, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Guys and girls enjoy leather, some of them.
Yeah.
You know? There's dudes in the window there, you can see.
Yeah, and what used to happen, I read about this, it used to be that to get into the theater, everybody had to walk through the rack. And so, come on, kids, let's go to the Onyx Theater. Daddy, what's that? That's a cat of nine tails. Don't know much about it.
Fantastic.
Daddy, what's that? Oh, that's a butt plug.
I can't wait to be on an episode of this show that I can actually tell my mom to come watch. Because now we're talking about the rack. A couple weeks ago, Wynn, why don't you co-host with Jacob? Okay. Hey, Jacob, what do you want to talk about?
Right.
Clip joints.
Right.
Fantastic.
By the way, when I watched that show, because I was away, busy managing, you know, the nightmare that can be my life, I'm like, let me see how those guys did.
Yeah.
And you know, the tease is, we'll show you how to you know, have sex with a prostitute, not get rolled. Oh,
exactly.
God. Yep. What have I done?
One day, I just want one show I can maybe post on my wife's Facebook, link to on Twitter. Hey, Mom, look at this. Maybe put it in a reel. No, that's
not
going to happen.
You can't. You can't. So forget about the rack.
Right. Back to the butt plugs.
And here's why. Back to the butt plugs. That's what my first wife. No. 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 No, Scott. You don't do that. Right.
I have to work with people, Scott.
Right. No. No, Scott, no. Okay.
You said you wouldn't do this anymore.
I did. And then I learned things today that blew my mind. Okay, so let's go back to the open photo.
There, supposed to blow out. Never mind.
Easy now. Hey. Easy, big fella. All right. So, but there's a wall that you don't have to go into the rack to get to the Ox Theater. Okay, so you walk in. What do you see? A really cute little lobby. There it is.
Very tame. That's
very
so
nice.
So far, we're G-rated.
You've got, you know, drinks available. I'm not sure if you recognize that, but the gentleman who is walking, going this way, that way, I mean, the guy right there. Yes. That's David McKee, who works for Las Vegas Advisors. He writes an amazing blog called Stiffs and Georges. Probably the most insider blog. I mean, if you care about the business of Las Vegas, this guy has it figured out. It's stunning how good this guy is. Anyways.
Back to the assless chaps of Las Vegas.
Right. So we went in there, got a little drink, and then we went into the theater. And this theater is, again, it's exactly what I want in a small community theater. It's not really a community. It's in the middle of a, you know, business area. But it has that kind of feel. So here's the photo of us, you know, getting ready for the, my God, there's Dave again. The guy's everywhere. Probably holds about 100 people, maybe, you know, ish, plus or minus. Ended up being a full house. But, you know, it's not like one of those places where, like, oh, we'll make this a theater. We'll put a bunch of, you know, folding chairs all at the same level. No, it's a proper theater. If you look at that shot again, you'll see, you know, it's a tiered kind of thing. You'll see in that shot there's lights at the top. I mean, proper theater lights. There's a nice little place back that way, you know, where all the technical folks hang out.
Now, when
it's
you
a
say,
cute little
when,
theater.
So what, now theater, we're talking legitimate type of art here, right? Not the type of theater that like Pee Wee Herman or Fred Willard gets caught in?
Yeah, no, this is not it. Well, that was a movie theater. You are getting at. No wonder your mom can't watch. It's your problem.
Right.
It's nothing to do with me.
I bring this on.
This is about you.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm just checking.
Sorry, Wayne's mom. Mm. What's your mom's name again?
Tony.
Yeah. That's right.
Doesn't matter. She's not going to be watching this episode anyways.
Sorry, Tony. No, it's a theater.
She clicked the X button several times at the butt plug segment. Yeah. X. Why isn't this closing fast enough?
What happened to him? We brought him up. He got a degree in TV.
I know.
What's happening
and
to
she
him?
She paid for it even.
Scott is crushing it. Who is this guy? We're going to find him. He's probably under an alias.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, na, 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 dun, na, na, dun, na, 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 dun, na, na. We know where everybody lives. Okay. Back to it. All right. So we're in there.
Careful. You might get extradited back to where you came from.
Maybe. Hello, Florida.
Michigan.
Mm. Oh,
nobody wants to go to Michigan.
Nobody does.
I've been there.
So what is summer camp? Well, it's a profane look at summer camp of the 80s, basically. There it is. And it is, I will tell you in a word, hysterical.
Oh, really? Because they used raunchy.
And raunchy. Look, here's the bad news is, I think this weekend is the last weekend, which is too bad because, man, it's funny. Now, again, this is not for, don't bring your kids. Your kids should not be going to summer camp, this summer camp. Send them to the one over at Mount Charleston. I'm sure there's a summer camp up there. But don't send them to the one on East Sahara for a variety of reasons. Green door, the other bad thing going on, and summer camp. Summer camp's hysterical, but it's not for your kids. But there's, for instance, there's a song called Glory Hole.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic, that's, right?
That doesn't preach family values. I don't know what does.
And by the way, it's one of the funniest parts of the whole show, which probably says something about my sense of humor. But Melissa liked it too, so it's not just me. Here's the other thing. I have got to, I need a bladder enlargement surgery because I'm tired of being halfway through. Oh, here's the good news about that show. They have an intermission, which let me just tell you, save my life. Because, you know, I was like, oh, man. You know that, this look, camera one, when you're doing this while you're watching something, I was doing that about 5 minutes before the intermission. I'm like, God, I'm going to miss something, and I got to go pee. And they said, oh, intermission. I'm like, oh, best show ever. So part of my review of liking it, maybe because there was a bathroom right next door to me, and I could go to the bathroom. That wasn't it. It was hysterical. Great. Small cast. Funny. Profane. Clever.
Raunchy.
Raunchy. And does it say what the pricing is on that website there, Sam?
$15.
So I would say this. Leave your kids with a babysitter. That's the right thing to do.
Right.
And you and the missus, or you adult people, I don't even know who are you people? Why are you even talking to me anymore? You guys, go see this. Go for two reasons. A, it's a good show. But B, this Onyx Theater is doing some pretty cool stuff. They've got Hamlet coming up. I know somebody close to the network is going to be previewing a show there as well. So it looks like it's one of the places where the folks in the theater community here in Las Vegas go to either put on shows like Summer Camp or try stuff out as well. In other words, it's the place to be. It's kind of the hip place. And everybody there is super friendly, and I liked it.
I would imagine with the green door next door.
Right. And the weather, right? They got a cat of nine. You just...
Right. Whoa, let's be friendly or else.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not right. I can't do anything I want to do. I'm telling you, we're doing pay-per-view. All right.
So there you're going to know without me.
That's it.
I need to stop doing that. She's not going to be happy with that.
Who? Melissa?
That impression could be.
Melissa, she'll beat your ass.
I know.
I've seen her.
I know.
I've seen her.
With the cat of
she's
nine
tough.
You guys picked
no,
up on the way out.
She'll knock a brother out.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Which one is that one? Oh, yeah, that's them, actually. Yeah, this is what shows you how great of a photographer I am. Yeah, and if you look at the shot, I mean, you can see, I mean, the production.
Like what you've done there with the composition.
The production background is not awesome. I mean, it's, cardboard stuff and stuff. But that's part of the campiness of it. But it's fun. It's part of what makes, actually, you know what this is? This is part of what makes a town's community good. Right? In other words, it's not just the big...
personality.
Cirque du Soleil kind of stuff, which I like. And if they want to be a sponsor, we'll take them.
Absolutely.
But it's also the, hey, let's just, people who are into this, let's get together and put on a show. And it's well-written, funny songs, good acting, great bits. Mm-hmm. Go to the Onyx Theater. Go see this if you can. Like I said, I think Tony, the guy who is the writer-director, Tony Hurd, I think that's his name, said that this weekend is his last weekend for this particular show. So go see it. Just go support the guys. What did you say, $15? That we said?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, Troy Hurd, thank you. Go see Troy's show, Summer Camp. You will have an amazingly good time as long as you don't bring your kids. That's the quote. Go see Summer Camp. Don't bring your kids.
That put that on the poster next go around.
Right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with something else.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That sucked. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Darker shade.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please, I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. That was horrible.
What's that? Where's Melissa?
Yeah.
Oh, she business. She's here in town, but she had to deal with some, work stuff.
Why is it when I'm on, it's where's Melissa?
Well, Sam's not nice. Who asked? Jackie.
Right.
You like Jackie.
You do.
Are you guys
she wants me replaced already.
Are you guys familiar with the list? So have we talked about this? Have we talked about this in the show? The list. We're going to. All right. Give him a mic.
Oh, boy.
Here it is.
Give him a mic. So there's the list is this. when you get married, you have a conversation with your better half, especially in my case, and you say, look, in the event, what? All right, well, she's better than me. I know that. I know she's a nicer person, and she's sweet, and she's, you know, wholesome and all that. I'm the freaking devil.
I gotta quit that.
You what?
I gotta quit that.
She'll beat your ass.
I know.
She's Midwestern stock. She'll knock a brother out.
I will not be here next week.
Don't blame you. So the list is basically this. If by chance I meet somebody famous, it's usually the criteria is famous, and things work out, I get to have sex with him.
Now, what kind of famous? I mean, we're talking like...
Because I'm famous.
Right, exactly. Look at me.
I doubt it. But, right, if you are, take me off.
Oh, man.
As you know, Bell, man, nice. We gotta get him a fucking Alka-Seltzer. Oh, I just said effing. Whatever that number is, you gotta get that out. All right, sorry. All right, good. All right. The guy's he's working his ass off. All right, anyway, so the list, so I have a list. And on my list is, I don't know half the names of them. Well, I know one of them, Jennifer Aniston, because she's crazy, but she's a spinner. And then that Mila Kunis, what's her name?
Mila Kunis.
Oh. Kind of like that. I'll have a little bit of that to go. And she's young. And by the way, Melissa criticizes my list. Here's the rule of the list. No criticizing of the list. It's like the Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. Second, the first rule of this list is you don't criticize the list. I'm not a pedophile. Mila Kunis is, I think she's 25. So what does Melissa say? Oh, that's as old as your daughter. Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
That's great. Which is why Melissa, she looks nice. I'm telling you, she'll knock a brother out. Anyway, so those two
Tyson
are on my
style.
List. Sometimes, is it Anne Hathaway?
Sometimes.
On my list, which means if I bump into her, she's on my list. That's not right. And I think that's it. Now, on Melissa's list, George Clooney, no big shock there. Matthew McConaughey. Is that his name, right, McConaughey?
Yeah.
So, he always seems a little greasy to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time you see him, he just seems a little like he could probably go for a shower. Probably doesn't use deodorant. Although he did that one movie with the thing with the girls that come back after the... What's that thing called? Oh, come on. Come on, help me! What's the Charles Dickinson thing? You're going to be visited by three ghosts. He did a movie.
Oh, there we go.
He did a movie
well,
based on that.
I am not picking you to be my $10,000 pyramid.
And it's $64,000 pyramid, just so you know.
I grew up in the 80s. It was only 10 grand back
right,
then.
Right, so don't. So, but he did that movie. It was cute. Anyway, so that's on her list. You have a list?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Other than me?
My wife.
Oh, for the love of Jesus. Really, that's it? Then it's not a list, is it? It's a suck up. Jacob, who's on your list?
Go ahead, Jacob.
Jackie's on my list.
Now, that seems to be a violation of the list. And yet?
It does not, because Jackie is famous in her own right.
Okay.
Oh, did you just do this?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I've created a bunch of little monsters.
We need...
Now, Jackie's on the live chat right now.
Can we get some gajazzathon just to set the mood?
Right. Hold on.
Let's get a little mood set.
Let's get a little music going here. Stand by.
Yeah.
I'll turn it down.
Down a little, right. Just for ambiance.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello. We've got somebody for you who, for whom you're on their list. Let me introduce you to Jacob. Shot. He likes long walks on the beach. A handsome, tall, 6 foot, how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4", Studley, technical director of the Vegas, and he's got you on his list. How do you respond?
Jackie says that she loves Jacob.
Holy shit.
Boom!
Wait.
Next.
Is Sally on the line?
Get Jacob-thon, she says. I don't know what that means.
Jacob-thon?
Yeah, Jacob-thon.
Wow. But we know.
VVN. We'll work it out.
Okay, now is Sally on the live chat?
I don't think so.
Which keeps a marriage going. Anyway, so if you guys have a list, I'd like to know. And if I'm on it, take me off. I'm a bad bat. I'm a bad bat. Do some bad, bad things. You guys watch True Blood?
No.
There's too much blood. Vampires are bad, bad things. Hey, so after we went and saw the theater thing, and we're going to come off the list talk now because I'll probably get in trouble for this too, and I'm sick of getting in trouble. Sick of it. Sick of it. Yeah, right, first rule of the list. No, the first rule of the list, you don't, never mind. All right, so afterwards, we're like, hey, let's go downtown. Let's go check out downtown.
Fun.
Haven't been a while.
Yep.
You know what? Downtown is like bubbling up.
It really is. Hannah and I had the greatest time. We sat right outside, you know, Heart Attack Grill? Have you been down there? Mm. Right across the, we sat on the patio, the greatest people watching spot, I think. And you and I know great people watching spots. Caesar's Palace.
Oh yeah.
Melting out of a wheelchair. However,
right,
we sat at this spot at this restaurant called Mickey Finn's, right next to the Hennessy, the Party in the Pint.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Restaurant right next door. We sat on the patio. They have a scale, okay? Heart Attack Grill. Yep. Over three. If you're not familiar with the Heart Attack Grill, over 350 pounds, you eat free. So if you weigh over 350, you go in and you get to enjoy fries cooked in pure lard, milkshakes made with buttermilk. Yeah. You know, and those sorts of things, right? So it's a genius idea. They have this big, almost like industrial kind of warehouse scale.
Yeah, yeah.
And with a big 3 foot, like each letter is a, each number, excuse me, is a foot long. And you stand on the scale so that you can see how much you weigh.
Right, right.
It's hilarious. It's the greatest people watching spot. Because you get guys that'll go up there and flex and see if...
Right.
And then you'll get women that will start to get on the scale and it will go... And then they jump off before it hits the top, you know, because they think they're 120 and it gets to 117 and they jump off and then it goes right back down.
I think they probably know they're not 120.
Well,
they've been telling people 120,
exactly.
Right? And they're all been.
But it is the greatest people watching spot because people get on, women jump off real quick, or they're, you know, they either own it or they jump off
right.
a bit. People get their picture taken.
You see anybody at 350? That's a big number. It's hard to hit that number.
I don't think we did.
No.
Numerous people would get on together and see if they made it
right.
and take pictures.
Right.
But you'd have people that would look at it and be like, do I get on?
Yeah.
They'd like be talking to each other. And Hannah and I would be like making up what they were saying.
You know? Oh, you're doing the thing.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
The greatest people watching spot. So you just sat there. We had some happy hour drinks, got a bucket of French fries, dinner.
Yeah,
and just watch the people, you know, do they get on the scale? Don't they get on the scale? Do they get their picture taken? Do they own it? Do they jump off before the number gets to the top? Fantastic.
Love that. You know, Neonopolis is, so for the longest time, Neonopolis has had a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Filling the ranks, basically.
They've had when you don't have air conditioning.
Well, they've had theaters there, they've had clubs there, they've had bars there. Three or four years ago, we started this show in 2006. Might have been 2007. It was the coolest thing for a while. They had a art district-y kind of place where they had a bunch of little, you know, those little rooms where a person, an artist says, here's my stuff. They had that there. We raved about it on our show before the Vegas Video Network. We thought, well, this is the coolest thing ever. I think it lasts 6 months and it died.
Yeah. Hasn't been much there through the years. Telemundo.
And so that's interesting because what's happening now is you've got Heart Attack Grill, mm-hmm. which is killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I know from inside information, they're killing it. Telemundo is there. Denny's is opening a flagship place.
It's going to have a wedding chapel in the
middle
of
it. A wedding chapel, you know, video. I mean, we walked through there just to kind of get a sense for what's going on, and things are happening. Crave, which is the gay club over on Harmon, I think it's called. So it's pretty well known here. They're opening, they're closing it down, and they're doing a club at Neonopolis called Crave Massive. It's going to be the largest gay and lesbian club in the United States. So something is going on downtown. you would think. And yet there's even more going on. So we went down there just to kind of sniff it out. I am a huge fan of Fremont Street. I think it's one, just like you said, it's one of the best people watching places. And it's also one of the best deal places ever.
Yep.
You go to Planet Hollywood and you go to the Red Lounge or whatever it's called and you get a drink that's about as big as, I don't know, this. And it's $15. I want to put a bullet in my head.
And we had fun in the past Caesar's Palace at the Seahorse Lounge there.
Yeah.
But still, you're paying for that atmosphere, that ambiance.
You are, without question. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun there. But most, actually not all, like for instance, Rum Bar has some really reasonably priced drinks. But as a practice.
But they're scattered. They're few and far between.
That's right. That's right. But as a practice, if you go to a strip-based bar, and if somebody says, you want a 10 grand tonic, that's $13.
Yep.
You'd be like, yep, that sounds about right. Or $15. Yep, that sounds about right. Okay, so you're not going to make a deal. You're not going to be getting rich hanging out at the strip.
Or drunk, unless you are rich.
Right. So you go very well done. You go downtown, it's a completely different world. I mean, you got football beers that are this big that are $3 or whatever.
Yep.
And it, you know, it's really a cool place. And they're working hard to do great things down there. Mm-hmm. So the concert series that they've been doing down there, last year they did the 80s thing, this year doing the hairband thing. I mean, to give you an example, they had, who was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Last week they had Survivor. The week before or 2 weeks before they had.
I'll give you an example. Jacob and I went. Jacob and I were down on Fremont Street. And what was it, Poison?
Yeah.
I think Poison. Packed. It was wall-to-wall people.
Was it Poison? It was Poison, right?
We tried to get through, and you couldn't move.
So guess what?
You couldn't move.
So guess what? That shut down the freeway, that one. People couldn't get off the freeway to see that show.
Jacob couldn't find a place to park. Jacob and Sally tried to park for an hour and a half, something like, it seemed
right?
like.
Crazy. Crazy. So these guys are figuring out some pretty cool stuff. So we wanted to go down there. And, you know, a lot of people poo-poo downtown. I think it's a complete mistake, to be quite frank with you. There's some pretty cool stuff here. A couple photos just to remind you of the groovy stuff that's going on here. The first one, I think, should be just the overall look from top of, can I see it? What do you got? Yeah. So that's, you know, that's from, there's a 4th Street parking structure. This is at the top of the, I mean, that's a pretty cool looking place. And by the way, it's busy. I mean, there's a lot of folks going up and down there. So I did some research about these guys. There are 17 million or so people who visit that place a year. That's the same number of people who visit, get this, Disneyland.
Wow.
What? What's going on there? So people are hanging out there. Now, is it perfect? No. Are the street performers everything that you'd want to be? Probably not. Right. If it's 10 o'clock at night and you're walking around with your kid, you're an idiot.
I think, doesn't Dave Ivey say that Dregulars come out?
Dregulars, yeah.
Time?
So they got a little bit of that. And I'm serious. There's a lot of this, you know, these people walking around with their kid in a you know, what you call it? What are those things
stroller.
Called? I was going to say a shopping cart. No, just kidding. This is a joke. And you're like, hey, it's 10, 10, 30, 11, 1. How about putting the kid to bed and getting the hell off the street?
Right. Anyways, get yourself over to the Onyx Theater.
Right. Or just do something. But that picture is a perfect shot of how nice it looks down there. And they've got a thing going on right now. I call it a zip line. What's it called?
Flight line.
And so at this spot, we went to the top of the fourth street parking structure. That's where this flight line goes. So boom, there it is. Flight lines, there it is. And so we took a couple shots because I hadn't really seen it before. I'm contemplating whether I should do this or not. Probably not.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you what I won't do. I'm not jumping up that stratosphere. That ain't ever going to happen.
No, I'm with you on that.
That's not going to happen. I mean, I might do this. So here's where you are. There's, you know, a bunch of folks. This is five stories high that you're up there. And these are the worker bees kind of getting ready to do this stuff. Next photo. And what you're seeing here is God, did you see the line for this place?
I know.
What a
business. They have a storefront
place.
Where you buy a ticket. There's a line to get into the storefront.
Look, it's $20 a pop, which actually seems
I
reasonable.
Think a discount if it's your second ride or before six.
Right, definitely different prices before six. I think you're right. I didn't know about the multiple.
You get a discount on a reride.
That's good stuff. But $20 a pop. And so if you come out of the parking structure and you are on the ground floor and you see where the people are lined up coming close to the entrance of the parking structure, the line here, I don't know how long it is, people-wise or time-wise, but people are eating this up. Mm-hmm. They're loving it. So you saw a couple photos of their shots of it. We took a couple shots as well. So you saw the original shot where those guys were, you know, prepping. The next shot we got, Jacob? No. I got more. I feel like I got more.
But wait.
No, I didn't see what you showed. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that all I had? Oh, okay. Then I got the video. I got the video. Okay, so it was pretty fun.
One more shot from their website.
See that? Yeah, let's go. Oh, God, that's a great shot.
Yeah.
Right, so you can see, that's a really good shot.
And it takes you right under the canopy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gentle, it's not like a free fall or anything.
I know, and it's pretty funny. We've seen people, you know, that goes right across the third, there's three stages in Fremont Street, 3rd Street, 1st Street, and at the end at Main Street, right across the street from Plaza. And so that guy goes right by the 3rd Street stage. So you can go right by there. Was a concert, and you know people are yelling and screaming and having a great time. We've seen a couple of people get stuck, which is hysterical to watch them. Like, go see the Yonks Theater. Help me, help a brother out. So I took a video of this girl going down the line because I was trying to convince Melissa to do it. It didn't work. Here's what's kind of fun about this. So instead of just letting her go. The reason why she's kind of turned around is the guy who said, okay, go, took her legs, camera one, took her legs and went, whoo. So she spun. And that's why she screamed, I believe. Let's see the video. Come on. I think you and I would probably scream the same way. That's not right. Are you a screamer? Wait, don't answer.
Wow.
Wrong question. I'm on his list. Anyways, so we watched that for a while, walked up and down for a while, and then we went to the D, which used to be Fitzgerald's. By the way, there's a big thing right now at the county, whatever. That, you know, so if you go and look at the D, it's got this huge, giant wrap around their property.
Which is, I think, a good idea.
Oh, it's huge.
It's great marketing.
They're supposed to be temporary. Mm. The law is right now, you can only put those up for a temporary time. They're actually changing the law for, my guess, is places like the D.
Yeah.
Because that thing ain't going down. And yeah, there it is. That's just a great shot right there.
Yep.
So we went in there. Because they're doing some pretty cool stuff there. This is probably one of the up-and-comers on downtown. I mean, there's some great properties down there. We're a big fan of Golden Nugget.
They've nice got inside.
Several really good restaurants.
Swimming pool area, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the Shark Tank is beautiful. Vic and Anthony's, I think, is the restaurant, a great steak restaurant. The Chart House, which is a favorite of ours in the Bay Area. And we told you the tip at the Chart House is not to eat in the restaurant, which is a little too crowded for me, is to actually go to the bar in one of the booths, and those low bar tables come up table length or table height. So you can eat there. It's great. And you get perfect people watching as well. But the D is, there's some things going on, right? It used to be Fitzgerald's. It's it's a two-story thing. They've got the, you know, what's going on now, contemporary. And then the second floor is old stuff. So coin-operated stuff.
And they used to have a bar out there with a patio, and I think they're remodeling that because the patio was closed.
They are. They're doing a huge remodeling out there. And they've got this thing called the Long Bar, which is a, surprisingly enough, long bar. And we hung out there. And I'll tell you what, we had a couple of drinks there, $5 a drink-ish. I had a Captain Diet. Melissa had, raspberry vodka and energy drink or some crazy stuff. And we just hung out for a while, and the place was packed.
Yeah.
This was Saturday night, 10 o'clock or so, packed. Every table was filled. They had the dancers now, you know, like over
Party
at
Pet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So they have that exactly right in front of the bar. So all the dancers are dancing, and everybody's busy, and it's all. I don't know who's running the D, but they're killing it there. They're killing it.
Yeah.
So I would say, I'd say get downtown, have some fun there. So here's what you're gonna do. This weekend, do what we did. Go to the Young's Theater, go see Summer Camp because it's awesome. Then head on down downtown, 4th Street parking. Maybe get a drink at Mickey Finn's. Go down to the D thing. Is there a concert this weekend? I don't think there is.
They always have entertainment down there, though.
They do. They have bands there all the time. Actually, yeah. They haven't got the next big concert is Dee Snider, actually. Okay, September 1st, Dee Snider. Go check that. That's going to be. Oh yeah, there you go. Right there. So you were down there for Bret Michaels when you guys were down there, August 4th.
No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been Bret.
Yeah.
It was Warrant.
That's him. Warrant.
It was Warrant and Skid Row.
There you go.
That's when we were down there.
There you go.
Wow. You would think that, I mean, name me one good Warrant or Skid Row song.
Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Okay, name me two.
You got another.
Exactly.
Skid Row,
right?
Was the guy the long, thin...
it was Sebastian Bach.
Was he there?
I think so.
He's huge.
All I know is it doesn't matter.
17 in life or something like that?
Something along those lines.
You gotta,
Dave Ivey's the person to ask. But it was so packed down there. You would have thought that it was 1988 all over again.
Awesome.
And they're showing their videos on MTV for the first time. It was so packed down there. Unbelievable.
I remember you. That's a good song. There you go.
Yeah, but you know what?
Youth Gone Wild.
Skid Row is like the Gap band. They claim to have an impressive catalog. They got one song.
Anyways, they're killing it. You got to tip your hats. These guys are drawing huge. You shut
they
down
are.
The freeway.
Yep.
Something's going right.
You know what they say, though? The right price is free.
Free. Yeah, but it's not free. Because you go down there, people are drinking. They're eating. Mm-hmm. Who knows how much money those guys are bringing in. It's got to be a huge
sum. The thing is, though, this is the great thing about Fremont. You only have to spend as much money as you are comfortable spending.
Right.
If you want to go down there and not spend a dime
right.
and just watch the entertainment,
you
people watch,
it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You want to buy some drinks, you can do that. You want to eat, you can do that.
Right.
You want a VIP experience, you can do that.
You can do it. It's very, very cool. So, right, go to the Young's Theater, go see Summer Camp. It's really a funny show. It's adult only. Leave the kids at home, but with a babysitter. And then go down downtown and have some fun down there as well, okay? And I think with that... We'll put on Gin and Tonic again because it's the song about the list.
Make sure you leave the kids at home, provided you have your kids. You're not a deadbeat dad, and they're somewhere else.
Hey, real quick, if you want to email us onairq@livinginlv.com, you want to do some web-based voicemail, you can do that. Just go to the website. You're cool there. And of course, hey, thanks ever again to the live chat. You guys are awesome. Thanks to our huge live studio audience. You guys are quiet. And check us out at VegasVideoNetwork.com, iTunes, Roku, KSHP, and of course, we're now on Stitcher as well, which is actually just the grooviest freaking application. Do you have that on the iPhone, the Stitcher?
I do. It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
I listen to Vivian on it all the time.
See? And you can tell he's a liar because he's breathing. I'm kidding. I love him. I love him. I'm on his list, and he's on mine.
If Melissa makes you go to the couch tonight,
call me. hold on.
Tomahawk said no.
No. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us and being a part of the show. We'll see you later.